Come on, come on. Oh, please answer your phone. Oh, hey, I see that you couldn't pick up your phone right now. I just wanted to ask you if you got sick. Apparently I did, so please give me a call when you can. I wonder. I would not normally call her, but she did take care of me when we were in college. Do I even still have her phone number? I do! And apparently I haven't changed her name in my contacts since college. That's embarrassing. Well, it's worth a shot. I have nothing to lose.
Hello? Who is it? How did you get this number?
Hey, Inferna. I mean, Alex. It's me, Callie. Apparently, I never got rid of your old phone number from my college days. I wasn't sure if you had the same number. I'm glad that you did, though. It would have been very strange to explain to someone else.
Hey. I didn't expect to hear from you on this number. Did you want to talk? Did you need something? Or were you hoping for a hint on my next operation? Because if it's the latter, I'm sorry, but I'm afraid you're not getting anything out of me. We may be old friends, but we have to have some secrets between us after all.
That's fine. I wasn't calling for some secrets just to chat with you either. So do you remember when you fought Bio Blaster and you made us touch that totem thingy? I don't think it worked on me because I'm extremely sick now, and I don't want to be alone. I've already called our mutual friends, but unfortunately they were busy with me. And when I was going through my phone, I found your number still in it.
Oh dear. That is dreadful. You... Being the goody two-shoes that you are, I'm guessing that you went back to the scene later and helped the authorities catalog what was left, didn't you? You should have known better. I'm rather busy myself, but I think I can spare some time while my experiments and plans run their course on their own. Text me your address, and I'll be over with some of the finest soups and medicines I have on hand.
Of course I went back. I still had a job to do, after all. Speaking of which, I did not appreciate the fake van very much, thank you. But I don't really care about that right now. I just texted you my address. The door will be unlocked for you. Is it the same soup that you made in our college days? I don't know what was in that soup, but that was sinfully good. Kind of reminds me of the steaming pizzeria that I visited. The garlic bread and nuts are the same way as your soup.
Oh, my soup, yeah. Thank you. I actually haven't made it myself in a few years now. I gave the recipe to my chef, and he jars it up for me. I'll bring over several jars of it for you, as well as another couple soups that I've had added to my stockpiles. I think you'll enjoy them as well. I'll just gather up some supplies and be over soon. No tricks, okay? This is a social visit, so a full truce is in effect, right? For friendship and our common, dearest darling.
Of course.
I'll see you soon.
Knock, knock, my dear, delicious crescent cutie. Are you awake? Oh, it's so tempting to just... But no, I promised I would behave, and I'm sure you would. Now, I'll just set out the jars of soup. Good thing I brought a bowl and spoon. A kitchen, an apartment this small, I doubt there's anything but disposable dishes, and this soup is far too high class for something like that. Let's see. Here's the jars of soup. And here's the jars of the other three. I think you would enjoy. And here's two bowls. And some soup spoons. And some medicines. Just in case. And yes, I definitely brought the totem from earlier. And bottles of water. Hydration's important after all. Now, my dear Callie, if you could please wake up for me. Callie, dear. Oh, Callie, I have your medicine for you. And perhaps if you're a good girl, I'll give you your just desserts.
Five more minutes, Mom. My paper's not due until next week. Huh? What? Oh, Alex, you're here. That makes me so happy. I've missed you. I wasn't sure if you would actually come or not, but I'm glad you did. It reminds me of when times were simple. I miss those times. I would get up, but the room is spinning. I've been sick so many times today. But here, let me move my burrito blanket self over so you can sit down. It's so cold. I needed all these blankets.
And no wonder. You're running chills rather than a fever. You should have sought help as soon as the first signs cropped up. I'm here now, though, so everything will be fine. First off, here, hold on to this totem for a few moments. It's the same one I had the other day. It may not be as effective now that you're sick, but it'll at least help a little. While you do that, I'll warm up some of the soup I brought. Do you want to start with the vegetable soup, the garlic and leek soup, or the chicken noodle soup?
Alex, I kinda have a slight problem. I kind of wrapped myself into a blanket burrito prison. Do you think you could break me out, please? I'm really snuggled into these blankets. Also, which soup would you suggest? I haven't been able to keep any food down since this morning. I think this illness creeped up on me while I was sleeping in the night. I woke up to this morning absolutely freezing. Like I said in our phone call, I did call our mutual friend, but they didn't pick up, which I'm kind of glad of. I don't want to get them sick.
Of course. It'll only take me a moment to get you at least partially free. After all, prison breaks are one of my specialties. Okay, Callie, who seriously owns this many blankets other than you? I don't think even I own this many blankets. Is this even normal? Okay, there we go. Now, as for the soup, I'd recommend the one you requested for as a starter, the vegetable soup. If you thought it was good when I made it, you will absolutely love it now. I'll just warm it up in the jar with my hands for a few moments. I may need to check up on my dearest darling to make sure they're okay later. I don't know what I would do if they were sick as well.
Hey! Don't judge me and my blanket collection! Some people collect stamps or rocks, while I collect blankets. It's really not that bad. I can't really smell or taste anything right now, but if it's anything like my memory recalls, I'm sure it'll be amazing. Thank you for taking care of me. I've missed you a lot, Alex. I missed our chats and our movie nights. Those were the best. Do you think the soup has cooled down enough? It won't burn every part of my mouth, right?
You haven't changed a bit, have you? You know, even after all these years, I still miss you as well. We had some great times in college, and I would really like to have some more good times to add to those memories. As for the soup, I'm pretty sure I warmed it up just enough. It's just started to steam slightly. One of the perks of being a half-demon. You never need one of those microwaves or stoves to warm up your food. Though on the flip side, I rarely get to enjoy things like ice cream properly. Are you ready?
Hey! I have changed. I've gotten older and wiser. Well, okay. If I'm being honest with you, that last part might be a stretch. But I have definitely gotten older. Wait, you're going to feed me? There's no need for you to do that. I can feed myself, you know. Why are you laughing at me? Don't make me pout at you. My pout is a weapon of mass destruction, I'll have you know.
Yeah, indeed. You have not changed at all. And yes, I am feeding you, Crescent Cutie. Unless you think you're getting the rest of the way free of that blanket burrito I mostly freed you from. Oh, don't give me those puppy dog eyes. I think you may have found my true weakness. But only for you. And only while no one is around. Fine. You can have a shred of decency and feed yourself. I'll find something on your streaming programs to watch.
Yay! I have finally found the mighty Inferia's weakness. Who would have known that her weakness is puppy-eyed dogs of doom? You say it will only work for me? Yay! I feel so special. Man, if I had known that before all our fights... Hey, do you still like anime? And, fine. You can feed me. But only because I'm so sick. But in return, I get to feed you back. You say you can't have ice cream because it melts in your hand? I think I know how I can help with that.
Well, I would prefer my dearest darling feed me. But I don't see how I could ever turn you down. And I believe you know this. Now, open wide. There we go. As for anime, I normally don't indulge anymore, but I do enjoy a few series now and then. You and I are a bit like many of the characters depicted, after all. Some of my more interesting commentary and ideas are actually spawned from the more obscure arts.
Are you giving me spoilers? Good to know. Hey, what does that look for? Of course I'm planning something. No, I'm not going to tell you. Hey, don't tickle me. That's not fair, especially when I'm wrapped up in this blanket burrito. But seriously, who do we remind you of as anime characters? I'm really curious now. Also, I don't think it's fair to compare yourself to an anime character. That anime character doesn't stand a chance against your beauty. Please, won't you tell me? I will pout at you again. You know I will.
Oh, goodness. You've always been such a flatterer, Callie. You know I'll tell you. As Inferna, I feel I'm a bit like Alexis Luthor from the Mega Girl series. Beautiful businesswoman by day, underworld boss by night. And you, my dear, as Crescent Beauty, are perfect as Mega Girl. Mild-mannered lawyer by day, superheroine in disguise. And as we both know each other's secret identities, we each have a lot to lose. Besides, there's no point attacking each other in our pajamas. It's not like we're any less powerful then, right? Best to do it in public when everyone can see the outcome of our battles and hear our witty repartee. That's half the fun, after all.
Crescent Beauty? Now look who's the flatterer. I mean, I guess it's better than Crescent Dark. Oh yes, our friend had a great deal of fun telling me the nicknames you have been calling behind my back. Could you imagine us fighting in the middle of the night in our pajamas? That would kind of be fun.
I know, right?
And hey, our wit is stuff of legends. Did you just try to boot me? You truly are a villain. How dare you boot me? You meanie!
I'll do it again.
Oh, that was a good series. We truly are like those two. But wait, didn't they fall in love in, what, episode 39? Is that what's happening here, Alex? Why is the room suddenly so warm? Why are you grinning like that? You're kind of creeping me out. It's like the Cheshire grin. Stop. Why are you using your powers?
No, not intentionally. I suppose it is hard to notice when I blush since I always look like... Never mind, just eat your soup, Crescent Dope. So what is it you want to watch? The Mega Girl series? I hear there's a movie for the Demon Slayer series. Have you seen it yet? We could demon and chill like we used to back in college. The heat would be good for you, and I'm not expected back until morning.
Alex? You might want to check your hair. I'm not sure how to tell you this, but you have flames in the shape of hearts dancing around in your hair. You know what I think that means? You have feelings for me! Aww! And no, you cannot silence me with your tempting soup. Also, Crescent Dope? Really? I think you can do much better nicknames than that. Wait, hold up. You mean to tell me that they made a TV series about Mega Girl? It's about time! I've heard of the Demon Slayer, but I have not watched it because I thought it would be insensitive to you and, well, you know, your kind. And you remembered our little saying. Oh, that makes me so happy. Can I rest my head on your shoulder like I used to? Please? We can watch whatever you'd like. I don't mind. I'm just glad I have my best friend back. I've missed you, Alex. You've always kept me so grounded.
I've missed you as well, Callie. Let's just snuggle up, see what's on Webflix, and just go from there, shall we? For tonight, anyway.
Sounds like a great plan, Alex. I'm just going to snuggle up with you, and we can watch whatever comes on. Oh, and by the way, Alex, thank you for coming over. I seriously appreciate it. And Alex, I really don't think you need to be a villain. If it's the money that's driving you, all you really need to do is sell your soup. You'd be a millionaire in no time. Your soup is seriously that good.
It's my pleasure, Callie. You know, I would do almost anything for you, especially when your health is concerned. Now, let's just enjoy the evening and get you back to good health, so we can have another epic battle another day, shall we? Don't you cry, my little Callie. Don't you fret. Don't you worry. I've got you. Mama's gonna cure you right away. Mama's gonna make the pestilence go away. All the soup in the world will cure you, little Callie. Little Callie, little Callie.